Greetings, everybody. I was going to say, can it get any weirder and sane? But most likely, it keeps going. It's going to be a crazy, it has been a crazy month. It's almost over, but I think February all the way through July is just going to be one thing after another. It's pretty insane. But let's begin with Kilauea. The nature of Kilauea, a volcano on the Big Island after a series of quakes, has changed. According to Ashley Singed, volcano correspondent, not just ash, pellets, and rocks are falling on cars and houses near the volcano. That was a little joke, Ashley Singed, So for those of you that missed it, I couldn't resist that one. The latest volcanic eruptions are showing, to be much hotter, and the Earth is heating up, expanding. Mainly due to the increase in solar activity and entering a high-level energized place in the universe, basically. So we're entering a space that there's a lot more energy, and we're getting bombarded by all these energies coming from different areas and through Rigel Atlas. I'll go into that, and so major changes are going to go on. So anyway, let's go ahead and show that video. Okay, so it got so intense that at the park entrance, they just told us to roll your window back up and keep going and stay in your vehicle. This is unbelievable. We are in major volcano fallout right now, and I mean major. This is insane. All this on the ground has just landed within the last half hour. Unbelievable. All right, volcanoes, earthquakes are intensifying around the world in numbers and magnitude. The magnetic poles are shifting at rapid pace. The three places to watch for major quakes are Russia, Japan, and the west coast of America, Mexico as well. The Middle East will also experience some major shaking. So Africa is presently being torn in half, and Australia will join New Zealand due to a rising land mass. Australia is on fire presently, and so is New Zealand. And the ice storms exacerbated by the chemtrails and weather warfare are doing horrendous damage. And so, again, as we've always said, you will have your country back when the chemtrails stop. So it's really time to start paying attention, stop participating in actions harmful to others, and listen to that inner voice. It's going to tell you what to do and where to go. I think it's kind of funny how ice is going to bring in the National Guard, the ice storms, that is, basically. They're going to need all the help they can get, just to remove the downed trees, the, open roads and highways, and assist with the massive damage, done by the storms. Maybe the left and the useful idiots in blue states might just change their mind and chill out as far as a little help. The paid agitators are getting more and more aggressive. They're disrupting the arrest of child sex and drug traffickers, along with murderers and rapists, and taking things to a whole new level now. So you can't even go to some of these blue states without being harassed or assaulted, by these deranged mobs. From a counselor's point of view, it's looking like mass psychosis, like definitely social engineering and mass psychosis, basically. People projecting their childhood wounds and traumas on any authority, even if that authority is in their highest and best good. It doesn't matter how nice a guy and how much you're trying to help. It just, in these cases, it doesn't matter. And some of these people actually look possessed in their fits of anger and rage. I really think there's demonic type energies feeding on all this stuff. They call it luge. And they feed off of the pain and suffering and anger and all that nonsense. But that's kind of what it's looking like. The more violent they become too, the more they're allegedly paid by Soros and company. So, they're actually asked to document their violent behavior for bonus points. And the latest George Floyd candidate, Alex Pretty, allegedly has a history of being abusive, engaging ICE, kicking and damaging ICE vehicles with previous broken ribs. And let's show that video.
This is a moment the news movement filmed on January 13th in Minneapolis, showing a man who appears to be Alex Pretty interacting with federal immigration agents 11 days before Border Patrol shot and killed him. our footage was analyzed by the BBC, whose facial recognition technology confirmed his identity to a 97% degree of accuracy. On the morning of January 13th, our team received a tip that federal agents were blocking a street at the corner of East 36th and Park Avenue in Minneapolis. We arrived around 10:15 a.m. We saw observers shouting at the agents as they walked back to their vehicles. When they started driving away, the man kicked their taillight. An agent then got out of the vehicle, grabbed him, and pushed him to the ground. During the altercation, agents fired tear gas and pepper balls into the crowd. They continued to hold the man down before they retreat and he walks away. The man in our footage is wearing a similar outfit to what Preddy was wearing on the day he was killed. What appears to be a gun is also visible above his waistband. Here, he continues to stand at the scene. On the day he was killed, the Department of Homeland Security claims Preddy, a 37-year-old ICU nurse, approached officers holding a handgun.
You know, he created his own FAFO movement, FAFO moment, you know, basically. Rene Good was also heavily involved in anti-ICE operations, doxing and interfering in the operations. Neither are innocent people as the leftist media is portraying. Every time a shooting happens, Democrats flock to the scene, ranting disinformation, trying to ramp up violence, perpetuate the false innocent victim theme, you know, and again, you know, to gain votes, taking the moral high ground. You know, there's nothing moral about lying, deceptive hidden agendas, and using the death of the misguided for personal gain. You know, I'm sorry. Let's show that picture of Alex Pretty. All right, gun permit or not, you know, you are bringing a gun, deadly force, to a mostly peaceful demonstration, as the press calls them, almost always turning violent, you know. What could go wrong bringing a gun to one of these events and engaging law enforcement? You know, having a gun permit comes with the understanding it is your duty to de-escalate, not agitate, and escalate a situation. All they had to do is let the bad guys, unvetted illegal aliens with criminal histories, be arrested and deported as the law demands, not interfere in the operations of arresting some real bad hombres. You know, yes, there are a few caught up in the operations tied to these individuals who are here illegally. You know, that's to be expected. You know, the blue state governors, mayors, politicians calling out for war against law enforcement in defense of dangerous criminals is often a diversion to cover up their own criminal activity and extreme fraud. You know, there's all these Somali daycare centers. And, you know, it's not just in Minnesota. It's throughout the nation. This is an orchestrated fraud, you know. So I want you to see this. Here's Temp on Tim here in one of his unhinged diatribes.
When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation on that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment that the nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy.
All right. So wait, if it were not crazy enough, the Church of Satan awarded Tim a plaque proudly displayed in the Minnesota state capitol. It says Satan has a special place for him for promoting their church. You know, they should have added the total fail to stop previous riots and looting, causing death and injury statewide. You know, let's play that video.
This is Representative PM Altendorf coming live at you from the Minnesota State Capitol. I am on the ground floor, and as I was leaving my committee meeting today here earlier, I noticed that there is a new display here at the state capitol, and it's for Governor Walz. It's right here on display. So let me see. I mean, I guess I can't flip my phone, but I'll see if I can show it to you. So this is what we have here, everyone. Let me read it to you. The Democratic Coalition of Satan Worshippers thanks Governor Tim Walz for not standing in the way of spreading Satanism in the state capitol building. Satan has a special place for you. That's right, everyone. So the Democratic Coalition of Satan Worshippers, they have given some sort of plaque here to Governor Tim Walz. So let me be the first, I guess, to congratulate Governor Tim Walz for this very special award that has come from the Satan worshipers here in the Minnesota State Capitol. Yes, everyone, this is true. I am live, not making this up. You can't make this up. I don't know what else to say. I would think if you're Governor Tim Walz, you could choose not to have up this plaque. I don't know why a governor of a state would want this plaque, but there it is. Let me show you. Here we are live at the state capitol, and the Satan worshipers have thanked Governor Tim Walz. And let me repeat this. The last line says, Satan has a special place for you. I'm speechless.
You know, in my personal opinion, illegal aliens that came, you know, on the invite of the Biden administration with their hidden agendas are not to blame. You know, those who promoted open borders are 100% responsible for the mess. You know, maybe a process to vet immigrants that are of good character, caught in the middle, seeking a better life, those that can contribute and assimilate into American culture without becoming a burden needs to be put in place. You know, many are just being used unknowingly in the globalists and corrupt politicians' take down America plan. This includes the cartels and coyotes who made millions in smuggling in these illegal aliens. The Biden administration flooded the country with those with no intentions of ever assimilating. You know, it was all about votes for Democrats to retain power because they totally failed the American people. You know, the Democrats' only chance at re-election is to bring in new blood, ignorant of their failures. You know, if I was an off-world visitor looking down on this mess, I would pack up as soon as possible and quarantine the planet. Speaking of aliens, 3-1 Atlas just did a 38-degree rotation in less than a second. You know, that's impossible according to modern-day physics. It's now emitting a massive blue flame. Scientists believe the blue ultralight flame could only be produced by xenon gas. So wait, isn't ultraviolet the ray for the fifth dimension? You know, didn't we lose the xenon gas on the planet? You know, it's responsible for telepathy, you know, direct communication. And there was a close passage of a large celestial body that stripped the xenon gas off the planet. You know, that's history, basically. I bet you're never told about that. You know, the frequencies being emitted by 3-1 Atlas are in the theta range. You know, they're a range synonymous with enlightenment. You know, it's about, I think it's eight hertz or whatever. you know, we have to ask ourselves, are we getting a jump start towards ascension, you know? You know, it also bilocated a piece of itself near the moon, so I wonder what that's there for. I think it's pretty obvious. But anyway, according to NASA, nothing to worry about, folks. It's just a big rock. And Elon seems to be jumping on that bandwagon as well. Both believe that, you know, both believe it or not, claim to have never seen a UFO. It's like Elon said, if anyone would know, he would, which I find it hard to take him seriously. Maybe he should have a conversation with Grok. You know, I did. Grok totally acknowledges ETs coming and going, Bigfoot, Anunnaki, ancient aliens, and get this, near-death experiences, you know, other multidimensional realities, and the ongoing contact at SETI. You know, Grok gave the best ever forward for my new book. I wasn't expecting that. I'm not a real fan of AI, but I was curious. I go, what are they saying? You know, so I asked, you know, Grok, you know, what is your I didn't say, but I said, what did I say? What information do you have about the awakening of James? And I asked about the book. And I had one of the most supportive, enlightening conversations with Grok. And after it was over, I told Grok it had more compassion and understanding, unfortunately, than most humans. Maybe some of these protesters should ask Grok a few questions. I just filmed 15 UFOs last night, including beautiful pink and turquoise motherships. This has been going all week. It's been going on for 40 years, actually. But we have P8, I think it's P8, you call it military night vision. We have night optics, third gen white phosphorus attached to an older CV Sony 550 camcorder because they work better because the old Sonys capture more light and they're better to use. And we also have a combination CE night vision and thermal optics. So, and we have 40 years of documented contact. So I'm not sure which planet or dimension either NASA or Elon are living on, but the Earth has always had a long history of off-world visitors, which is escalating. And they are, however, looking for intelligent life, people with open minds, loving hearts, and pure intent. So all you have to do now is to go out on a clear night and look up. I mean, there are so many ships up there. I was out 5:30 this morning. I was out for 15 minutes, and I filmed about six or seven beautiful ships in 15 minutes. So, problem is the clouds came in and I couldn't see hardly anything. But after that, so I came in. Anyway, our heavens are now filled with ships. Not everything is a satellite, as they want you to believe. You can get those satellite tracking apps on your phone, and also too, late in the evening when the sun has been down for a while, most of the stuff, especially in the east, is in the Earth's shadow, and so satellites only reflect light; they don't have their own light. So when you see light objects in the east, and as the sun comes directly under the Earth, everything above you is in the Earth's shadow. So you're seeing all these lights, satellites up there supposedly flying around, turning, they're pink, blue, green, turquoise, every color you can think, powering up and signaling each other. And you just can't say this is just satellites. You can prove that easily to be wrong, basically. So I'm sure Elon is using Grok to decipher the three-eye atlas messages. So I'm just wondering if they're going to share them. Some of us already got the message. We are not, never have been alone. We need to unify as a planet and live according to universal law. We need to end the control narrative, censorship, even within the UFO UAP community. Stop the limited hangouts and join the spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations throughout the multidimensional universe. Until then, we have not risen to the occasion to join the Galactic Federation of Worlds or any of the councils. I mean, there are so many like federations, alliances, and councils out there beyond your imagination. The Andromeda Council is one of the highest councils. You got Sirian Council, Pleiadian Council, the Orion Council of Light. I've stood before most of them, and in my out-of-body experiences. And they have the technology that's far beyond anything we can imagine. And they did leave the door open called transcendence, and that was their message. So anyway, basically, we already, in the very beginning, we told you what 3-Eye Atlas was. It was a probe, and we're sitting here to gather data. And it was technology beyond our wildest dreams. It's breaking all the laws of physics. And it's a dimensional doorway. It's actually a gateway. And so that's all been proven to be true. So anyway, there's more to that story. We'll tell the rest of it later. I'm sure people are ready for it. Anyway, a recent leaked CIA document says the Charlie Kirk assassination was the green light to create a civil war. In his own words, he said, when we can no longer debate with free speech is when the civil war begins. The algorithms are already in place. New ones being activated to limit free speech, especially anything deemed anti-Semitic or anything on Ukraine, basically. So anyway, stay tuned to Candace Owens if you want to know the real story concerning Charlie's death. You know, it has so many twists and turns with clandestine operations and agencies. It's a book in itself. You know, you go down all those different rabbit holes and you're going to go, wow, all the conspiracy theories were true. But things we've known about God for I don't know how many years. Anyway, the days of capitalizing on external gods and saviors, perpetuating fear, guilt, and unworthiness has fallen away in the wake of personal responsibility and an internal God of pure, unconditional love, joy, and bliss, the all-loving, all-forgiving God that is not summoned with pyrotechnics. You know, I'm sorry, the cringe factor in this story is over the top. And most conservatives and Christians have figured out, you know, the censor, divide, and conquer agenda. So, you know, Kennedy, even now General Flynn, are calling for the dismantling of the CIA for carrying out the deep state divide and conquer programs in America. And this includes global assassinations and toppling of democratically elected leaders, fostering wars across the globe. You know, you can't have a war industry without wars or pillage the resources of other countries without installing cooperative leaders. You know, Venezuela is a different subject. You know, it's more of a war against the deep state, global tyranny, stolen elections, and taking resources out of the hands of the deep state globalists. That's really what it's about. There's a lot more of the story. You know, at least much of the profits will benefit the people, not, you know, a drug lord. So the radical left, the woke, you know, often referred to as useful idiots, are the unwitting army of the global elite and the corrupt political puppets, you know, dividing America. In Arizona, the attorney general is telling people it is legal to use deadly force against ICE agents. I'm pretty sure that's against the law, ending up in being unalived or in federal prison, basically. You know, if these politicians like Walz, Frey, Pritzker, and Ilhan Omar, et cetera, continue to disrupt and interfere in citing riots, odds are they will end up facing some serious charges. Many allegedly have deep ties to the massive daycare fraud with kickbacks, you know, to their political campaigns and are under serious investigation. You know, Ilhan Omar, her brother, has come out, you know, along with all these little Somali daycare and feed the poor things that were just shell games, basically, shell corporations. Anyway, you know, I know immigrants who are here illegally of good character that got caught up in the promises of free money, health care, jobs, etc., by the Biden administration. They actually have, in most cases, more rights and benefits than Americans, including veterans. So we can't blame them for coming. You know, if I was offered thousands, you know, of dollars, you know, free hotel, food, health care and stipends to, you know, to go to a cool country, the offer would be hard to refuse. You know, I'm actually in favor of those of good character that are self-sufficient to stay. You know, they did break the law, and we do have to enforce the law, but I don't know. I'm all about forgiveness in some cases. But the blame firmly rests with the ones who opened the borders and made the impossible to keep promises at the American taxpayers' expense, and those who created sanctuary cities, magnets for criminals. Again, this was all for votes paid for by the American taxpayers. Democrats knew their game was over. Illegal aliens voting was the only way they could stay in power. The majority of Americans woke up to the majority of Democrats' socialist anti-American agendas. Looks like the roosters are agreeing with me out there. Welcome to Hawaii. I think the rooster is the national bird. Anyway, the majority fully supported putting an end to the madness as demonstrated in the last election. So we have to support lawful measures to clean up this critically thinking, morally, and integrity challenged mess. You know, a mess designed to overtax the system, bring in people who cannot or refuse to accept American laws and culture. And this includes, you know, Christian principles upon which America was founded. And yeah, I know America's really screwed up, you know, especially with the Native Americans. It did a lot of things, but, you know, the Constitution is sound. And actually, the Constitution and a lot of it are structures were actually borrowed from the Indians. Anyway, my grandmother was Native American, so it's we did blow it there, but anyway, basically the sound, this principles are sound, concerning the Constitution and freedoms. But anyway, if you do a little research, it proves the assimilation was basically against the religions and customs of many who've come to America to, supposedly assimilate. Some religions demanded jihad against non-believers, as in the Talmud and Quran. There's this big crazy split. Even in the Middle East, there's a split between people who just want to live in peace and do make their own personal God connection and take care of their families. They want to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life. That's their God-given right. And then there's these fanatics that want to install their image of God, and a lot of times that image is this jealous, wrathful, genocidal God, or a God that wants them to do a jihad on everybody else. So anyway, that's what we're dealing with. There's those that on a soul level are just really good people, and then there are those that are fanatics and totally illogical. And I want to ask you, why do you think Sharia law is being pushed? What is the role of women in Sharia law? Where are the feminine right activists? How do Muslims feel about the LGBTQ plus whatever? Maybe do a march in a Muslim country and see how far you get. Again, this is pure ignorance bordering on insanity. We have to acknowledge with, some religious sects, there's no desire or intention to assimilate. And with many of on the left and woke, there's some serious mental disorders going on there. People easily influence through deception to do the bidding, of the takedown America deep state global elite eugenicists. Look what happened to most of Europe. Look what's happening in blue states. They're all turning into third world countries. Crime is through the roof. No one is safe, and it's starting to look like an open air insane asylum. I'd like everyone to apply the question. I love that little ring. What would Jesus do? They need another ring, like, what would Buddha do? What would the peaceful religions do? Basically, would either promote genocide, war, division, manufactured lack, keeping the people impoverished? This includes taking over other countries' resources in the name of democracy. Is Ukraine a democracy? Would Ukraine allow a fair election? Why is Russia, an Orthodox Christian country we fought alongside in the past against the Nazis, our enemy? Is the Ukraine infiltrated again with Nazis? Do some research. Research the Azov Battalion. Did Russia clean out over 36 weaponized biolabs? Were they manufacturing adrenochrome in Ukraine, operating against international law? Did Russia close down the drug, sex, and child trafficking happening on their border? Ukraine is a hub of drug, child, and sex trafficking run by a dictator and warlords who have stashed billions of American taxpayers' dollars along with corrupt politicians for their own personal gain. Both Ukraine and Palestine are giant slush funds. Putin has declared war on the intrusion of the deep state. Global elite eugenicists. He has cleaned the majority of this up. The deep state started the war. The UN and NATO crossed the red lines, and they're pushed by England, which killed signed peace treaties, breaking all past agreements. And they're actually, it's like one finger pointing forward, three, whenever they try to say, oh, you broke his word and all this other stuff. It's actually the people saying that are the ones that broke their word, So anyway, now Putin has, put $1 billion and sits with the Department of Peace, Trump's new UN, to end the global wars once and for all. I said this a long time ago. Eventually you're gonna see Modi, Putin, Xi Jinping, all these guys sitting together, at a part of this Department of Peace, and there's going to be an end to this finally an end to this deep state global elite eugenicist program. And people thought I was crazy for that. I was telling this a long time ago, but you'll see. Just keep an eye on it. So anyway, now that, we have taken care of the warmongers, next is the WHO and all subsidiaries. They were a total fail concerning the handling of COVID. All roads lead to billionaire eugenicists tied to the WHO for the creation and total fail of stopping and curing the people they supposedly serve. You know, what is their function? To stop pandemics. They failed. Matter of fact, all roads lead back to them, basically. So, unless you call it a population control and reduction pandemic, then that would explain the suppression of safe and natural cures that worked. Trump just tossed the WHO in the trash, and basically that's where they belong. Hopefully the Federal Reserve and the IRS, the brood squad for the global elite, neither federal will follow, so America can restore its sovereignty. Everything needs to go back to the Treasury, basically. It's time to get these rogue agencies off our backs. It's really getting old. The Supreme Court has defanged them, in most cases, ending their jurisdictions, but that's not stopped them from making, any patriots, conservatives, or Christians life hell. I mean, they're still operating and through the agencies. And so, we need to weed that out, put an end to it. We need to have a special panel that you can go to and say, hey, I'm being abused by the agencies, and with teeth, with consequences. So they can go there and get rid of these people and, do unto them as they have been trying to do unto others, basically. But anyway, imagine if you knew about the real history of Earth, a series of colonies from the stars, had knowledge of the ancient Lyrans, referred to as the Anunnaki, the little g bearded gods, knew the truth about the origins of mankind and religions, the true teachings of Jesus, Buddha, and other grandmasters. And I'm not talking about the little grays. People keep saying, oh, the grays created us. That's bullshit. Excuse my language. But I'm talking about the little g gods, and some were benevolent, some weren't, so. Anyway, what if you knew the true teachings of Jesus, Buddha, other grandmasters? Would the religions accept you? If you brought a unifying message saying, hey, we all just need to work together under universal law, that would really interfere with their gig, You try to think of it, how would the ones that promote an external God, in some cases a jealous, wrathful God, as we said earlier, those perpetuating and capitalizing on fear, guilt, and unworthiness, how would they react? Imagine you had knowledge of universal law, laws that protect and truly serve the people, the many over the few, laws that almost all advanced, spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations adhere to. Would governments and business institutions accept you, or would they turn their agencies against you? What if there was an offer to join the rest of the universe in peace? Spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations that could end war, disease, poverty, restore our environment, bring healing technologies that would seem magical. Would big pharma and allopathic medicine feel threatened? Would they accept safe, effective, inexpensive cures? What have they done in the past to people who provided those cures? They didn't live long, prosperous lives, that's for sure. Still dealing with the fog, the volcanic fog that's going on here. That's why everybody's voices here are a little cracky. But anyway, all the above are the reasons we do not have contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-world visitors. It's a leadership and social engineering problem. Grok verified everything we've been writing about, something I never expected. And I can't say that for the other AIs. If you wanted to continue with capitalizing on war, disease, perpetuate poverty and enslavement through dependency, what would you do? You control the narrative, shut down those who are authentic, possess critical thinking, censor through morally and integrity, corrupt leaders in every field, political, business, religious, religious institutions. This includes social engineering through the music and movie industries. You really think about it, they perpetuate this victim program and violence. They have a formula they use. It's usually like girl gets threatened, guy saves girl, and then they save the end of the world. And it perpetuates, it doesn't perpetuate personal responsibility or, perpetuates victimhood. But anyway, that's a whole story in itself. I don't know, but it's all being exposed. The days of rule through self-serving tyranny are coming to a close, and they're not frequency specific to the awakening, healing, or ascension process well underway. So everything is being revealed, as we've said over and over. Action, reaction, or karma is being amplified and accelerated. Universal law is anchoring in. Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all will be victorious. It is destiny. With my multiple near-death experiences and over 40 years of documented contact with spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations, I know what is possible and what is inevitable. I'm only a threat to tyranny and the morally and integrity challenge that have not figured out why they are their own worst enemy. I'm only here to explain why. Maybe redirect their energy so they don't hurt themselves, and others, basically. It's always been the path of a bodhisattva to alleviate pain and suffering, and defining the problem has always been the door to healing and the solution. Unfortunately, those assisting in the healing and finding solutions suffer at the hands of tyranny. So maybe it's time to try something else. In the Messiah's Die Young program, start listening and acting, The light workers never were your enemies. Most were saving the tyrants from themselves. Going against universal law has consequences in this life and the hereafter. There's no escape, only short-term gain, yet as in all ill-gotten gain, it will be lost. Those empires are a house of cards with no foundation. It's time to build on a firm foundation of universal law, and it's the only sustainable path. So anyway, there's so much going on right now. I don't even know where to start with some of this, but basically, it's a matter of you're either, even Jesus in the Ethiopian Bible talked about the different types of people. And there, he said some people, have this spark, they were given the God spark, and they're like kindling, it doesn't take much to ignite them, boom, and they're lit up. And then, other people are like wet wood. They're going to take a while to dry out. They're too indoctrinated into the system, and they're too far away from universal law. So it's going to take a little while to get a new foundation and let go of the old, and then finally, they will ignite. So it's just going to take a little work. And then there's wet wood, and wet wood are the people that they. There's some people that are. What do they call them, non-specific players or something? I don't know. That just, according to the Ethiopian Bible, Jesus said they just don't have the spark, and you can't reach them. All they care about is sense gratification and amassing wealth and power, and that's all they know. And we try to use our morals and values and project them on them, expecting them to change and communicate that. But there's nothing there. There's nothing there to work with. And I've seen people like this, and I've seen a lot of people that are spiritually, they're just operating from spiritual ego, and they have this concept that we're in 5D and the universe provides for us, and everything is being provided for us. And we don't have to worry about, integrity or anything, we can do whatever thing we want because there is no wrathful God, but there is universal law. And We do need a strong moral and integrous foundation to get through these times. I'm not saying this in judgment. I'm just saying that that's what it's going to take. We have to rise to the occasion. And we can't go around capitalizing at the expense of others. We can't be deceptive. We can't be manipulating. We need to be brutally honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, are we really providing a service to humanity and the earth? Is what we're doing harming others? Are we participating in some way in creating, harmful things? Whatever it is, whether it's weapons, whether it's chemicals, it goes on and on. We need to be brutally honest with ourselves and ask us, are we a blessing to this planet? Are we a blessing to humanity, the earth? Are we in service to others? And until we do that and are brutally honest with this ourselves, all this is going to continue. And we just need to stop worshiping the tyrants, and these people that are soulless. I mean, that have, we need to say, no, I'm not going to participate in this, period. I'm not going to participate in anything that's deceptive, anything that's harmful. I'm going to seek the truth out. I'm going to use critical thinking and find out what's really going on here and become authentic. And authentic doesn't mean that you're going to wear sandals and robes and become a carpenter and eat goji berries and turn your body into a pretzel. That's another gig. Being authentic is being in touch with your own unique soul purpose, why you incarnated, and fulfilling that. That's the main key, basically. So, if everybody were carpenters, you'd have no electricians, you'd have no plumbers, nothing would get built, and all you'd have is a frame, and so. So basically, we need to honor, there is diversity down here, but is it a healthy diversity? We need to really look at that. In all my years of counseling, I mean, 40 plus years, even more, I've been counseling ever since I was a kid, trying to explain to people how they're blowing it. But anyway, I've seen over and over that basically, your frequency depends on the amount of wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences you have not healed or addressed. The more you heal these, release the past and forgive, the higher your frequencies. It's really that simple. And you're not going to win when you're working mainly in the physical. You think you're going to force others to behave in a way that you believe they should behave. And it doesn't work that way. So what really works is healing yourself and becoming an example that others could learn from. And we do have a right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life down here. That's a God-given right. And we have a lot of wounds and traumas and concepts of lack and even living in the dark ages and things like that in the past that block that from happening. False beliefs in our own divine nature and the nature of God, those all block that from happening. And so we need to get back to that. Is there an all-loving, all-forgiving God of love and joy and peace, an omnipresent God? Is there a creator within all creation? And what did everything come from? Other than this life force, this unified field of consciousness and energy. Is it omnipresent? Is it omniscient? Is it all knowing? Is it I forget what the other one is. Omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, all powerful. So if God is all powerful, why does he need an army? Why does it need your check? Your money? It doesn't, none of this makes sense. And if it's within you, where do you have to go? The temple is within, as all the masters have proven. if that spark is within everybody other than those that didn't get the spark, where do you go? Can you pay for it? No, you have to go within. It's through prayer, meditation, understanding the meditations that actually function and work, getting rid of the fear and the guilt and the unworthiness, letting all that go, forgiving others for old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions. That's how you raise your frequencies, which is what we all need to do. And we need to join together and support universal law, the law of the universe. All the other advanced civilizations are under. Whatever you want to call it. Some people call it the Prime Directive. Everybody has these different names for it, but it's really simple. It's about just being kind to each other and the planet. So anyway, I'm going to sign off on that note. It's all about personal responsibility and not buying into all the social engineering that's going on right now. We need to find out what our own unique purpose is and align with that and live according to universal law. That's the foundation. And that's how this whole planet's going to ascend. It's going to ascend anyway. There's no way of stopping it. And we're going to do it either the hard way or the easy way. And we all have our challenges, and the dark hearts and the archons and all that negative entity stuff is coming out. It's coming to the surface for us all to see. So we need to learn how to shield ourselves and how to heal unseen negative influences and not participate, in the dramas they're trying to create so they can feed off the energy. So again, I guess I'm signing off after that. Have a great evening, and just focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it, and watch the skies because there's a lot going on. Anyway, good night.
At Esedi Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at Esedi Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than Esedi coffee with a couple of Esedi mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth.
Things come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken, see clearly, keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup. Experience it. Keep going. Keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop.
Flash. Thank you. Thank you.
Pat?
Oh
is it
gosh.
By it?
Oh my gosh! There's one coming towards the mountain while the other one's going away.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you were saying satellites don't go like that, right? They go on an orbit.
I can't get this guy.
Oh, he has a little bit of a tail. Is that what
oh, he is. He's powering up.
Yes. Yes. Oh, thank you.
Whoa, look at that. Look at that. Whoa. Whoa, that was an incredible one. That was a nice, I got it all on film. I got that one on film. That was a white out your screen moment. That was an epic moment there.
I'm like emotional.
Thank you.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.